Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, you want that to go?
Let's start with some takeouts. And I'm down in Washington this morning, but Louise Story, finance reporter of the New York Times, is up in the studio there in New York. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
So bank earnings, we're going to hear some this week. Last week, J.P. Morgan had a Bank of America and J.P. Morgan had a great week. Citicorp's going to announce this morning. What's likely to be the result? A happy face or maybe not so much?
So we saw with J.P. Morgan and we expect to see with Citi and Bank of America, Morgan Stanley, Goldman, they're going this week, that trading and investment banking are raking in the profits. The good times are back in trading and investment banking. Though there are still some losses in the consumer loan books, the Wall Street part of these companies is doing really well. Now, the question is, as we get these profits, what should the banks do with them? They've paid back the bailout money with interest, but there are a lot of people down there in Washington where you are, John, who are saying they owe us more. You know, we helped them out a lot. They owe us more. And that's why we're hearing about this proposed tax from the Obama administration on the banks, because they're making big profits. They're paying out big bonuses, which get decided along with these earnings. So we're learning about these bonus levels. And so some people are saying the banks owe us more.
Will Citigroup deliver an argument to maybe put that tax on the agenda on Capitol Hill, or maybe say, actually, there are a few of these banks that are still pretty iffy?
So we've been reporting that the banks are gearing up to fight this. We had a story in the New York Times yesterday on Monday about a bank industry group that had hired a prominent lawyer to see if there's actually a legal case that they could make to fight this tax and say, look, it's not fair to retroactively impose a tax like this. And so the banks are getting ready to fight this. And, you know, given that they've paid back the bailout, there's a lot of people who think they have a strong argument that, you know, they pay back the bailout, leave them alone. So that's the fight.
There were some high-powered lawyers on my train down here to Washington yesterday.
Ready to fight.
Should the Wall Street profits be taxed more heavily than usual? You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. Miles?
Time now for the sports takeout. Sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen is here. The tragedy in Haiti has not escaped the sporting world. Here's Indianapolis Colts wide receiver Pierre Garçon, who has family in Haiti.
I haven't heard too much lately from family because of the communication. Phones are not back 100%. You know, it's still hard, but we're still looking for family members and, you know, still trying to be positive.
Ibrahim, Garçon, not the only athlete affected by this. How is this affecting some of these pro athletes?
I think it's there's a couple of specific athletes. One notable one is the Canadian, Montreal Canadiens intimidator, Georges Laroque, who is of Haitian descent. He's one of a handful of players who are of Haitian descent, and he's been looking for his family. The Montreal Canadiens pledged.
So they're missing still.
Correct. Yeah, some of them are missing as well. The Montreal Canadiens have pledged $100,000, and also they've agreed to match the fans' contributions. Just yesterday, Philadelphia 76ers center Samuel D'Alembert, he decided he was going to leave the 76ers, and he's going to go and participate in earthquake relief for Project MediShare. And they just released that statement last night through the AP. He's the NBA's only Haitian-born player, and he himself has made a $100,000 donation, and he said he will also match donations made by fans at the game that he's going to be at the home game on Friday. And then finally, there's also a boxer who had his share of troubles, because right now his Andre Berthaud, he lost several family members to the earthquake in 2 days without a word. His sister and his niece were fine and they were survived, but they were left homeless. So there's a number of different athletes that are dealing with the loss and dealing with the uncertainty of the earthquake relief.
And most of these athletes are continuing playing, or are they not?
Well, Berto actually pulled out of a match that actually has shaken up the boxing world to some degree. The other athletes, Pierre Garçon, he's in the middle of a huge playoff hunt with the Indianapolis Colts. D'Alembert is going back to the 76ers. He's not going to play this early this week, but he's going to play Friday. And then you have the you have the George Laroque, who's continuing to play. And actually, the day after the earthquake, he scored a goal. And he said he did it for hope for all Haitians, that hope was still there.
All right. I guess it's hard to stay focused nonetheless. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, thank you very much. John.
Good morning.
Well, we continue to get responses from you from all of our coverage of the Haitian disaster, and with pictures everywhere. We got this from Jeffrey in Lansing, Michigan yesterday. He called 877-MY-TAKE to say he's surprised that teachers, with all the coverage, don't talk about Haiti in schools.
I asked my young nephew, he's about 12 years old, I imagine you've been talking about the tragedy in Haiti at school. And he said no. And I said, well, you mean not one teacher has brought up what's going on in Haiti right now? And he said, no, a couple of kids talk about it in the lunchroom, but that's about it.
Well, we were certainly talking about it earlier this week, the difficulty of talking about disasters with kids who are curious but also fearful. If they can raise money in school, selling cookies or lemonade, choosing a charity to send that money, even if it's a very small amount, it can be helpful for kids who have all kinds of questions.
And for people who find themselves with a little extra cash burning a hole in their pocket this morning, I wish, maybe Wall Street bonus, perhaps, something like that. Nancy from Sterling Heights, Michigan, has this idea.
You know what? The bankers who all are being frowned upon for their huge bonuses, I think they should donate them to Haiti and then bring home hundreds of Haitians to stay in their big houses until they can get reestablished back home in Haiti. And then everybody will think that that money was well spent. That's my solution.
Good work, Nancy. But with all
sort
that
of bonus money laundering there.
Yes, with all that money being donated, the question of accountability comes up. Nick from Cliffside Park, New Jersey, says that while we should all donate as much as we can,
it has to be in the context of some kind of military or policing power that just overrides the local, quote, authorities and makes sure that none of this aid is ripped off or diverted by the rich and the powerful, because they don't really care about the poor there. They never have.
Tell us your take at 877-8-MY-TAKE or leave a comment on our website, thetakeaway.org.